The head of the Garda's Drug and Organised Crime Bureau says that women aged between 40 and 60 are the main victims of drug-related intimidation, according to data from an ongoing research project. Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland says that tackling such intimidation is a priority for the force. He said that Gardaí are continuing their investigations into the Kinahan crime gang through cooperation with the United Arab Emirates, and he warned about the dangers of sanitising the activities of the Hutch organised crime group. Detective Chief Superintendent Boland was speaking with our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds and began by outlining the scale of the drugs gangs operating in this jurisdiction.
We have identified that there's in the region of about 169 identified organised crime groups, as per the definitions of organised crime in our national legislation, that are operating across this jurisdiction at this moment in time. And, you know, the demographic of them, well, there's about 65% of those groups are involved in drug trafficking, and drug trafficking being their main source of income, which is quite consistent with what the findings have been so far across the EU also, where it's identified that over 50% of the group's drug trafficking is their main crime. So from the national perspective then, with my bureau at Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau, we're obviously targeting the groups that are identified at the top end of the scale. Those groups that are creating the most community harm. And we've 17 national priority operations that are actually taking place at this moment today. But we have another 7, which we call secondary operations, which are targeting other groups. So they're specific organised crime groups that have been identified. Those groups are counted in the 169 number that I'm saying in relation to Ireland, but what we also see with a lot of those groups is there's a lot of interconnectivity at the drug trade all across the country, where groups in general will operate as networks also.
So we know about the Kinahans as a transnational organised crime group, and we know about the Family as one of the most dangerous groups in this country. What's the progress in relation to targeting the Kinahan organised crime group, and specifically bringing the main leaders, the three main leaders, home to face trial here?
Yeah, we've spoke a lot about this down through the years, and on Garda Síochána have given our commitment since as far back as 2016 and the murderous attack in the Regency Hotel, soon to be 10 year. We're coming up on the 10 year anniversary of that on the 5th of February next year. So I'm very conscious of that and very aware of that. But, you know, the important thing for us, as we've always said, was that we would pursue the decision makers, the people who were controlling the violence, were controlling the people who are willing to carry out that violence, and that we'd pursue them until we actually bring them to justice. So that work is still ongoing. It's still ongoing at a very, very high level. I can confirm to you that only in recent weeks, you know, I've had some of my staff have visited the UAE in relation to progressing our investigations and matters, and we have developed a very, very good and very positive relationship with our counterparts in the United Arab Emirates. That everybody is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law, but I would hope that 2026, next year being the 10th anniversary of the murderous attack in the Regency Hotel, will be a significant year in advancing matters even further.
In relation to the activities of all these criminal gangs in Ireland, you mentioned 169 gangs, most of them involved in drug trafficking. We can see the impact on society, particularly most recently in relation to drug violence, drug intimidation. It seems to people that a lot of these gangs, while gangland shootings and gangland murders may be down, certainly the violence has increased, particularly with arson attacks, particularly with drug-related intimidation and feuding between the criminal gangs.
Yeah, well, just to point out, first of all, Paul, it's very important for me to highlight to everybody, drug-related intimidation is not something new that's just appeared in Irish society, and drug-related intimidation has been around since drug trafficking and drug abuse has actually been taking place. So in relation to that issue, which is what impacts most communities across the country and will impact most people at ground level in relation to the fallout from drug abuse, you know, and Garda Síochána have recognised this since as far back as 2003, when we actually initiated our drug-related intimidation reporting programme, where we have a nominated inspector in every division across the country who is there as a contact point, and that's even at a confidential basis. You know, we've always tried to get the message across to people that we understand the issues surrounding drug-related intimidation. Your contact with your local nominated inspector isn't always about us bringing a prosecution to the courts or even making it known that An Garda Síochána are aware that the issues are taking place. You know, we will deal confidentially with everybody, and that may progress to prosecutions, and there's been a number of very significant and high-profile prosecutions in this area in recent years before our courts, but we're there to support people. And that has advanced in recent times, that we now have established, under funding from the Department of Health, an inter-agency project, the Drug-Related Intimidation Violent Engagement Reporting Project, the DRIVE project, which I would ask anyone who's experiencing problems with this issue or has family members or friends who are engaging it, you know, just log on to the internet, look up the DRIVE project. There's national coordinators, it's cross-interagency. An Garda Síochána are involved, but it's directly linking into your local drugs and alcohol task forces. You know, the data that we have already within our organisation is highlighting to us when we analyse it, and basically it's telling us that the majority of the people who are actually being intimidated are actually females aged between 40 and 60. And the majority of the people who we've identified so far who are the people who are engaging in this level of activity is young males aged between 18 and 24. You know, we need to know who are the people who are carrying out the intimidation, because there's a lot of actions An Garda Síochána can take to try and deal with the issue, which will not isolate or identify the people who are feeling under threat, if that's what their actual, you know, wishes are.
You mentioned the Hutch Organised Crime Group as well, which is a recognised rival to the Kinnan Organised Crime Group. Are you concerned about the influence or the attempt at groups like the Hutch Organised Crime Group to get involved in politics, to get involved in representation?
Well, you know, again, without commenting on individuals or anything, we go back to the EU recognition that, you know, organised crime and drug trafficking is a security risk to the EU. It's a security risk to all member states. The Hutch organised crime gang, I think it's important that you know, history isn't allowed to be rewritten at times, is the group that was behind probably the most audacious, murderous attack in the history of this state at the Regency Hotel, coming up to 10 years on the 5th of February.
And Gerard Hutch was found by the Special Criminal Court to be the person who had control of the weapons, the guns that were used in that murder.
Yeah, the Special Criminal Court has made a very strong determination in relation to the court.
And now Gerard Hutch is seeking, or we are told, he certainly sought the last time to be elected to Leinster House, and he may run again in the Dublin Central by-election.
Yeah, and these are matters that are a matter for the electorate, Paul. Politics is something in An Garda Síochána. You know, from day one, as they say, we're apolitical and we must work with anybody, whether it's at local level or at national level, who the decision is made by the electorate to elect people. But organised crime, it has been seen, you know, internationally, in the efforts to corrupt at local level and corrupt at higher level. The threat that's potentially from that is recognised, and Ireland just needs to be conscious of that going forward.
That's Detective Chief Superintendent Seamus Boland with our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.